there are certain characteristics and things that administration needs to do to support it. And obviously, if those aren't in place, the chances of success are much less. But the other really key factor is the supervisor. They have to champion the cause. They have to do some very specific and discreet tasks in order for that to succeed. And so they really need a lot of support. And there's things that they can do that will either help or hinder the process. So the workshop today that I'm going to do really focuses on three different aspects of that process. How to do good group supervision, individual supervision, that there is a specific protocol to follow, that simply bringing people together for a team meeting doesn't necessarily get you the kind of results you want. As supervisors, I believe that you have to go out in the field and see what kind of work people are doing. And not only observe it, but you may have to go out and teach. You may have to go out and model. There's all kinds of different things that different individuals need in order to learn that behavior. That in Kansas, we're really firm believers that training alone doesn't work. And so you've got to give them the opportunity to learn the skill. And the best place to learn it is in vivo, is right out there where the client is at.